It's great to be here, and I don't think the heavy stuff's coming down for another couple hours yet.
I think the heavy stuff's coming down.
No rain here yet. I hear it's going to.
It is pouring here.
We're still dry. We just don't know whether we have a football game on Sunday or not. So,
all right. So this comes up here, and the three players. That's just the three players. There's one thing about the other personnel. All with all due respect, the three players are the keys here. We already know they've tested positive twice. It's a question now about the other 43. Correct.
I would think mathematically, yeah. What exactly are those players doing? If they got it a second time, what's the situation? What are they doing otherwise? And, you know, maybe this is something the government should know. How are the other players not getting it? It's crazy. I mean, this really is one of the most unique stories I've ever had to cover, simply because we don't have great insight into what teams or the league are doing on a specific day-to-day basis. We know what they tell us, but were they all doing the same thing? Is this all working the same way? And the results coming back, was that really everything that's being reported? I think we've talked about this a couple times. It seems statistically we should have had maybe, you know, an outbreak or two here and there by now. I would have thought that would have been reasonable. Not that there's been a ton of time. And maybe I'm thinking, you know, a little bit more doomsday scenario. It happened. I would have thought it happened as fast as it did. I think it really just brings up a lot of how this is all going to work. And we might have gotten comfortable with the idea that this was all fine until all of a sudden, bam, Tuesday morning, we've got an issue on our hands. And people are all assuming that that's kind of how the league has taken it. So put all those things together. I don't know how everything that allegedly happened with the Titans would have happened, but I don't know that it hasn't happened anywhere else either. I'm not 100% sure that this really is the first time that it has happened to a large degree without the false positive issue that we had a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure what exactly they're going to do to prevent any of it or get their team ready to play on Sunday. But that's certainly going to be the story of the week this week in the NFL.
With all due respect, isn't this why they have expanded practice rosters?
From my vantage point, yes, it's exactly why they have multiple different rule allotments. The rosters are bigger. Practice squads are bigger. Teams are required to go through certain protocols. All of these things are set up so they can basically say, look, you're either going to play or you're not. We're not rescheduling. We can't move you around. There's nowhere to shuffle another game between the Steelers and the Titans. There's no way that's going to happen, because the real problem is it's week three. If they were to change this weekend's game, what happens in week four when two other teams aren't able to play? They have to shoehorn that in somewhere else. They're not able to do that. They let players get paid if they didn't feel comfortable playing. And there are a lot more guys on NFL rosters right now than otherwise would have been. Right. All of that to me says, unless you've got, you know, probably 40 guys testing positive right now, we expect you to play the game. If you don't want to, that's a different story. But I think the league is going to basically mandate that they play. That's just from my vantage point where I sit right now. Simply because, exactly as you alluded to, this is why they had these rules. If they don't, and if it's three positive tests on the Titans that would cause a game to be rescheduled or canceled, why are they doing everything that they're doing? It doesn't make any sense. It was built to prevent as much as they can. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying if there's a widespread outbreak everywhere,
that's different.
They have a different, much bigger problem on their hands. If they have extra players there to fill in for, contingencies. If something like this were to come up, you are equipped with practice players who have been around you that, you know, reasonably should learn what's going on, that you can put out on the field and compete to a reasonable degree. Your facility being shut down, Tennessee, I don't know if that means you can't practice, if you're not going to practice. That might be something else, but in the end, the way I see this, many coaches, very, very smart individuals, said going into all of this, the best team is going to be the team that adapts to this better than everybody else.
That's right.
And this week, if that happens to not be the Titans or it happens to be the Steelers, I think the league is just saying, then so be it. To some degree, they're going to have to play through this.
Right. And that was the one area. Look, I thought Major League Baseball, for the most part, did a brilliant job of getting to the end of their regular season. Now they have the playoffs starting today. And I give them all the credit in the world for what they did. Early on, when they had the Marlins problem followed up by the Cardinals problem, I openly asked, I said, excuse me, what are you doing with the players? In this case, the Cardinals were in Springfield. The Marlins were at a point nobody knew, even the Marlins. But they're in the witness protection program just waiting, like, where did we put our minor league players?
Somewhere out in Missoula, Montana, right, they forgot.
Somewhere, right? But why bother having them? That's why I said, like, the Phillies can't play. They're going through all this testing, the whole thing. Well, you got Lehigh Valley. Use them. Oh, no, that would be unfair. What do you mean it's unfair? Why do you think you got them?
Why are you doing it then? You know, the whole concept of fair when it comes to this season, it's like, look, you're not going to have this straight-up fair every single week.
All right.
There's just no way
Can I bring up something? How fair was it for the Steelers last year to play without Ben Roethlisberger?
It wasn't
COVID. But
it was unfair to watch.
But guess what? Unfortunately, how many times have we seen games, you and I, where, you know, they're going to have like 5, 6, 7, 8 guys. Now, it's not saying COVID's the flu, but have missed games because of a flu.
Yeah.
It's happened a lot.
At what point do you file it under what, and why does it matter for that? The San Francisco 49ers had to literally have a mobile MRI machine pull up to their facility to get MRIs done for players who were hurt in the previous day's game. They have a catastrophic amount of injuries.
Yes, they do.
Not only did they play in week 3, they won.
They won.
Okay. So Tennessee Mike Vrabel is going to stress this.
Neil, that was the Jets.
All right. They played
It was the Giants, just as bad.
the same kind of problem.
Same deal.
They can't win. It's all surrounded by the same central thing. Every player opted in to play the season. Owners are taking a massive financial loss to play the season. They agreed on certain protocols and certain things that are going to have to play. I don't think it's unreasonable now to say, look, everybody, you knew this was going to happen. There's no way you could tell me legitimately that you thought you were going to avoid this. They could deflect it as much as they can. This was not an if. This was a when. This was going to eventually happen. And and I'm not trying to sound crass, but it's 3 players, okay? It's not half the roster right now. It's 3 players. And every player on that roster got tested several times from the end of their game against the Vikings in Minneapolis to when they announced it on Tuesday. All of those players had multiple tests, okay? So it didn't spread that far. You can quarantine the 3 players, and we don't really need to worry about any of this. As far as the practice facility goes, that seems strange to me. I almost didn't believe it when I first heard it. They have to have, exactly as you pointed out, and I was going to say this too, if they have to have some type of alternative site.
Otherwise,
they wouldn't have pulled the hook that early.
There's
no way. And just because the public isn't fully aware of all these things right now does not mean teams did not have these contingency plans set up. Right. They didn't sit down and go over all of this like school parents with every player in the league.
Look,
they didn't
there was
go
no
to the media report exactly what they do. What if this happens?
Right. There was
no way they're
going to
do that.
There was no meeting last night. What do we do now? Look, we have an arrangement with X high school. This is where we're going to work out. Okay, that's where you go.
They do it for every situation. Yes. I know that because it's hurricane season.
Right.
And hurricanes hit hurricane cities where there are NFL towns all the time. It's not like they don't know. Yeah. They have contingency options that are out there. They had a field destroyed once, remember?
Yes.
It didn't happen that long ago. They had to move a game out of a country to bring it back to play it somewhere else.
Yes.
It's not like they can't do something about that.
I was in that country when it happened.
Really?
I was. I was doing a basketball tournament in Cancun. And it was a Monday night game, right? It was the Chiefs and the Rams.
Yeah.
Right.
The Chiefs and the Rams.
Okay, they were supposed to be playing in Mexico. I watched it in Mexico.
Of all places to be. Yes. I saw the game in Cancun. The basketball tournament I was covering, nobody blew up the floor.
No, they played. Yeah, they played.
I got a big kick out of that, the intro of last night's game. They had the Ravens running through lights and smoke on the field. It's like, is it really worth it at this point? Do you want to do that? Could you imagine a game that couldn't be played due to the condition of the field that's in front of 750 people for your laser light show and your lights that flash and everything after you score a touchdown, and for a TV audience that probably gets dizzy watching it? It just amazes me the level that they want to create.
I know. They're trying to,
It, more than anything, and this is really my point, it gives me an opportunity to rip on the Baltimore Ravens. Was it just me, or did they have the worst crowd noise sounds of anybody? The crowd always had kind of this, like, sound to it. And it was late, like after a fourth down play would happen, the whistle would blow, guys would unpile, then the crowd erupts. It's like, why does everyone else seem to be able to do this normally? Why are you guys doing, what are you doing to try to make this more than what it probably is for everybody else? There were plenty of them that just kind of had a steady ambient noise. Right. It didn't try to go high and low with the situation or anything. Baltimore just seemed to kind of over orchestrate it. Maybe it was just me. I don't know if I saw a Ravens game this year in Baltimore yet, and on TV, of course.
Right.
I don't know if that was just me or not. Is that a thing for anybody? Are we talking about that at all? Does the crowd noise that's being pumped in really differ from stadium to stadium, or was I just hypersensitive?
I mean, it's supposed to be specific. The NFL supposedly has specific for each stadium in their computer. Now, for all
is that why Carson Wentz got booed?
Yes, by his home crowd? He did. Yes, yes,
that's just so on brand. It made me feel at home.
Right. So unfortunately,
I felt comfortable.
Unfortunately, they used the Jacksonville Jaguars soundtrack last night. They just hit the wrong button. I don't think it's coincidental, by the way, that the last two Raven losses have been essentially the same deal. Opposing team got to the lead. Ravens can't come back from it. The Ravens are a team that absolutely needs to play with the lead.
I don't know if any team in history has displayed that better than these Ravens, because even more to the point, they haven't lost many games lately, but when they do, it's an event. I mean, oh my God, did they play poorly in the first half? The reason I know that is the Chiefs didn't play well. That wasn't a great half of football for them. They're a really good football team, and they earned the lead, but they didn't play well. You know, on Hartman's touchdown in the first half, that one late to go, that was a duck from Mahomes. If he wasn't 7 yards wide open, that's probably getting intercepted.
Right.
It was the Ravens were horrible in many ways in the first half. They did some things pretty well, but guys weren't catching the ball for Jackson. I thought Jackson played well in the second half. He kind of composed himself. And he's a much better passer than he was last year.
No doubt.
He looks much more comfortable.
That touchdown pass he threw was fabulous.
Yeah, it was a great throw. It was a great throw. And Andrews dropped one. I don't think it was Snead. I think it was the other one dropped one. They had plays. They could have gotten back into that game. They were down 7 at one point, weren't they? Kicking off down 7?
Yeah, no, they were down 7. That was the touchdown. Touchdown pass he threw got it to 27-20.
Yeah, that's it. They're capable of winning out the rest of the way. They're a good football team. It's just, when they're not a good football team, they don't have a middle level. I mean, they can't win when they're not playing well, and that's a problem. To me, that's more inexperience than anything else. In other words, if your coach doesn't drum up the perfect game plan for you, you're going to get worked. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs are a team that can win ugly. They have the talent all over the field. You think that the Ravens do, but I'm not sure. You know, it's come to me that the magic, quote-unquote, scheme that they have, that they're using, and the talent that they have at the quarterback position, if it isn't bolstered by an excellent offensive line, which I don't think they have this season, and compared to last year, if they don't have great skill position players, which they're not getting, their receivers are young. Yeah. We're not seeing the same type of Hollywood Brown we thought we were going to see.
Right.
If they're not getting all those things at the same time, they're going to fall apart. And that defense, they pumped a lot of money into that defense. And one guy that they really could have used last night, a guy that wants to step up and actually, you know, hit Travis Kelce, is Earl Thomas. So I'm not sure that didn't really hurt them more than we're letting on that it did.
Yeah. It would help if Marcus Peters played a little bit better for them.
I'm not a fan of Marcus Peters.
On the touchdown pass, he actually played it really well, but there are other times he just got beat last night. Okay.
It was a great throw. There's no doubt that it was a great throw. He made no effort to get to that ball at all.
No.
So he either didn't know that it was there or he didn't care. Right. You know, pick one or the other. It wasn't, you know, he was not in nearly as good a coverage as Brian Griese said that he was. I disagreed with that assessment completely.
I don't really want to get into that part of it. We'll leave that for another. ESPN
we'll circle back another time. I'm still giving it some time.
For the worldwide leader in sports, I'm not going to get into it. All right.
Right? Worldwide leader? Come on.
That's what they say they are.
It baffles me. That's all. I can't do it. I just know who has the real ability to do it and who doesn't. And I have a tough time seeing that you really thought that this was the right answer. I really can't see that. There had to be somebody else.
I know. I'm with you. Well, next week we'll see if we have a game to talk about.
Let's hope so, because it's going to be a good one. I know we probably didn't get into that as much as we should have. it's a crazy day. It's a crazy day in the NFL world. We should expect this kind of thing to happen more.
Yeah. Neil, thanks so much.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.